This is How Men Think with Brooks Like and Gavin DeGraw, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to another episode of How Men Think. My name is Brooks Like, and I got my dude, Mr. Gavin DeGraw.
Good to see you, Brooks.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Good to be back.
I've been getting to see you a lot lately.
Too much, right?
No, never.
I'm tired of this guy.
No.
By the way, I like your sweater today. I knew you were talking about fashion before.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Looks simple. Looks like a good take on simple. I highly recommend this brand. It's called Brooks Brand Sweaters. So good.
I'm coming out. Maybe that's my new play.
Dude,
I got a new thing called Brooks Brand Sweaters.
It's
actually a Noble sweater.
Noble?
Noble. N-O-B-U-L-L.
And
everyone comments on this sweater. Tori commented on this sweater before.
Nice,
she
isn't
first
it?
Saw it. Yeah.
It is very nice. I asked for
cool.
the brand and everything.
Yes, yeah, it's just a different
take. Very nice.
I'm just trying to keep
up
with
large.
You, man.
I'm a large.
Okay. Just trying to keep up with you, man.
Uh-huh.
You got voted as... Tayshia Adams voted you recently as, like, more fashionable than me.
No, no. I got dissed. Danielle dissed me and was like, I don't like scarves.
I
was like, it's cold out.
No, that scarf was dope. That was
thank
rad.
You very much.
Hold on.
It was Danielle's coming to set the straight.
That scarf was just not making you warm. So what was the point of it?
It was making me warm.
It was an accessory piece.
Of course it was.
It was pretty much like a cloth.
He was accessorizing.
You know what?
Danielle.
What if I had to dry my hands in the bathroom and I don't want to get stuff in the bathroom?
Very practical.
That's right.
Wear that scarf.
Travel with hand towels. That's what I say.
There you go. You know what we're going to do today, buddy? I guess the answer is
probably
what
are we going to do?
No. We're going to have a...
That looks good on you, by the way.
We're going to have a fireside chat today.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I guess because we're at a fireside.
And what's going to happen is Tori has a bunch of questions. And so this is like a get to know Gavin, get to know Brooks type day.
Can I say something before we continue?
Yes, sir. It is a podcast.
I'm not a gas fireplace fan. Just in general, I like the crackle of a wood fire.
Oh, and the smell.
I know everybody talking about the environment stuff. I get it. I understand. But if the thing doesn't crackle and move, it's just not really fire.
I get you. I agree. At our lake house, we have multiple fireplaces, and we just feed wood into those. Man, those are...
Right?
It just...
It makes the whole
smell,
thing.
That smell
it makes
is
the whole
my
thing.
Favorite scent in the world.
The best.
The best. Yeah.
I love carcinogens.
So anyway, that being that little tangent being said, we're going to do a get to know Gavin today. Our viewers, our listeners,
they want to
know who Gavin DeGraw is.
Oh boy. You know what? I want to know who Gavin DeGraw is.
We're going to try and figure that out. So
can you ever figure that out?
I think it ever changes with him.
One word you would use to describe Gavin.
I would use three: shock and awe. I was literally just saying this. We were having lunch downstairs and I was like, Gavin likes to hit people with the old shock and awe. Because when he's talking, people are like, look at him for a second. And then he holds it and then he furthers his thought. And you can always see like a perplexion on the face of somebody. They're always like, huh, it's a little shock and awe. So that's how I would describe Gav.
Thanks.
Yeah. But then also very profound and very deep.
But Gavin, how would you describe Brooks?
Don't make
Brooks?
Fun. Brooks, thoughtful.
Ooh.
Kind. And adventurous.
My man. Appreciate
that's you.
That. Yeah.
That's
I love
you.
That. I feel like he gave me a better review. Like I feel like my review didn't do him justice.
I don't need to be done justice.
What is one thing you wish you had that Gavin has? Like what quality?
I'm really
he's
trying
like,
to, no.
Actually,
no, it's not. It's not that I can't come up with that. I'm trying to think of like some like when you enter a room, you meet every single person in that room.
Yeah.
You always meet every person. You introduce yourself to every single person.
Yeah.
You want every single person to feel included. You meet them. Whenever you show up, you always show up high energy.
Thank you.
I love that. You're always, and everybody in the room can tell you're in the room. and you are too. You're an extremely kind and caring person.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
You have
man.
A tough outer shell.
Thank you.
But I undeniably know at your heart that you're an extremely kind and caring person and people matter to you.
Ditto. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love people.
Yeah, you do. I know you do.
I try to see the good in people.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Off the bat.
Yeah.
And I even let them be a dick for the first couple of minutes if they need to be. You know what I mean? To get past that first moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's important to kind of give people that, you know?
Just a little grace period?
A little grace period, because some people are just a little bit more awkward than other people at first.
Yeah.
And I try to give them a little bit of that leeway, you know, because not everybody is warm at first.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I could be like a little bit socially aggressive. Like, hey, what's up, man? Good to meet you, man. Blah, 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 blah. And someone would be like, ugh, like this what's up with Mr. Social, you know? So, and I understand that too. So I give them a little leeway with that too, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So we are going to get into Get to Know Gavin, Get to Know Brooks, a little fireside chat right after this break.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh makes cooking at home fun, easy, and affordable. HelloFresh's recipes are so delicious. We just remodeled our kitchen and want to stay in and cook delicious home-cooked meals for the family. HelloFresh has dozens of seasonal recipes each week. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. We use family-friendly. It saves time, and it's a no stress to have a great dinner for the family. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and prepping, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes, or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options.
Yeah, and HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients mean there's less prep for you and less food waste. The packaging HelloFresh uses to ship your food is almost entirely made from recyclable and/or already recycled content. You can add extra meals or lunches to your weekly order, or you can throw in delicious sides or desserts like garlic bread and cookie dough, and easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. I have a toddler and a baby at home, and HelloFresh is exactly what we need. Amy always tells me, you need to ask for help. HelloFresh is the help that I needed. Thank you, HelloFresh.
HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. It's America's best value meal kit. And frankly, it's delicious. I've tried it. So do yourself a favor. Go to HelloFresh.com/HMT10 and use code HMT10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HMT as in how men think and the number 10. Again, HelloFresh.com/HMT10 and use code HMT10, how men think, number 10, for 10 free meals, including free shipping. It's a fantastic deal.
Gavin, what is a quality Brooks has that you wish you had?
I love Brooks's calm.
What do you think that's rooted in for him?
I think that Brooks has done wild already in other facets of his life, and that's helped sort of create a relaxed mindset for him in a lot of ways.
And why do you think you don't have calm?
Because I spent a lot of my time suppressing my wild.
Did you say suppressing?
Because this is the tip of the iceberg, you know?
What is?
My behavior.
What we're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But weirdly, you want more.
What's
that? I'm left always being like, what else does he have up his sleeve?
Yeah.
I feel like I have a really good grasp on Gav.
I'm very careful about a lot of things because of the type of job that I do and things like that. I have to be careful with my hands. I have to be careful with my voice. I have to be careful physically about certain things. So I really had babied a lot of things that I normally wouldn't have babied if this wasn't my career. You know what I mean?
Besides a family member or a manager, who knows you best?
Joey.
My best buddy, Joey?
Yeah.
No, my brother probably the best.
Besides family or coworkers, who knows you the best?
Probably my buddy, Joey. Or my buddy Fez.
Fez,
Johnny.
Fez from
Keith.
That 70s Show?
Andrew. I mean, there's a group of guys who I'm real tight with. Yeah, we call him Fez because he looks like him.
Oh.
Yeah, so everybody started calling him Fez. But I mean, there's a group of guys. They know different versions of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And each one of... So I've got a lot of colors, you know what I mean? Personality-wise. And each of my friends fits into a different... I think each of them brings out different shades of those of different colors of me. You don't understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Here's a question for you. Do you feel internally like you cannot decide which of those shades you truthfully are, and you are hoping to step into full-time being one of those shades?
I'm all of them. I mean, I'm somebody who always went from table to table growing up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like at lunch, I'd go to 10 tables and sit there.
You're a hungry kid.
Had friends. Very hungry. Very so hungry. Yeah. No, just because that was my personality type. Mm. You know what I mean? And I fit in different groups for different reasons. You know what I mean? Mm. So I, you know, had friends who were the nerdier groups or whatever, because I got good grades. And then I played sports, so my other friends were more the jocks. And then I enjoyed music, and so I had music friends, and then did theater, and he had theater friends, and then you understand. So I had a lot of different interests, and those interests, I had aptitudes in all of those interests, fortunately, and so, you know, I had a very diverse group of people who I associated with or got along with, and not any of them necessarily got along with each other.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean, because I was the same way.
That was just my personality type.
You were kind of the middleman that brought
common
ground to anyone, but you couldn't really put all those groups together.
I couldn't put those groups together. Right. Yeah. No, they were so separate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're in an advanced placement group, but then you're also, you know, you're playing street ball. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I agree completely.
It was just a different, you know.
It was the same for me. Like, I was part of the athlete group, but I also had other groups. I remember some of the hockey guys, like in school when I was in like grade 10 or 11 or 12, the hockey guys only hung with the hockey guys. Mm-hmm. Like they hung in the clique, and I was like, people are people.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be on the hockey team for me to be friends with you. And that was the same way when I played hockey. I still had friends in the community that I was playing in that weren't hockey players.
Yeah.
So I assimilate with that very much.
Totally. I just had a conversation about it with a buddy of mine who I grew up with. He was like, I remember you got to be like 16. So like, we'd call you to come play ball. And you're like, nah, man, I got to work. I'm working on these songs now. I kind of fell in love so much with music that I yanked myself out of playing ball. And then they'd be like, man, we're playing a game, man. You want to be out here? It's, you know, we're going to the next town. We're going to play those guys and whatever. I'm like, nah, man, I got a gig in 3 days, man. I want to get these songs up and ready. And so, but it was nice having those invites. And, you know, I still loved all those guys. But my interest in music kind of sucked me out of a lot of those things that I enjoyed a lot, you know.
That makes sense. You need to dedicate.
But I still loved those guys, and I still played ball here and there. It just wasn't as wasn't as much.
Yeah. Same thing happened with me. When I was 15, I stopped playing baseball because I started playing summer hockey.
Yeah.
So I'd play hockey through the fall and winter, and then I'd play hockey in the summer where I used to play baseball too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get it. You get pulled away, but with interest, but you still have those friends there because they knew you were competitive and you're cool and whatever. Yeah. So they wanted to, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the true friends, the ones that are actually your true friends, actually just support you in your mission. Totally. They know, they see what it means to you. And the other ones that maybe aren't your friends, it's a filter. That sort of separation is a filter. And they'll be like, oh, he's too cool. He's doing his own thing or whatever. But your true friends, they're there for you.
Agreed.
How would you guys describe your high school self and maybe like a couple words?
This is very easy for me. I was non-existent. High school, when I was 13, I was already 19 years old playing pro hockey. That is where my mindset was. So like my friends used to try and get me to go drinking, used to try and get me to go to parties, used to try and get me to smoke. And these were my groomsmen. These are my best friends in the world. And I would just sit there. I'd be like 13, 14, 15. I'd just be like laughing. I was like, you guys don't even know it. Well, you know it, but I have the NHL in the palm of my hand 4 years from now. Like I'm already 4 years from now playing in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
And they were teenage kids in school. And so I was like, I have to be in school for now because this is part of the process, but I'm already 3 or 4 years from now.
Mm.
So school to me was completely irrelevant. Mm. Dating and like high school and those problems and issues and peer pressure was all irrelevant for me because I was lasered on making the NHL. So I wouldn't say my high school years were normal at all.
But how would you describe yourself in the high school?
Focused, just like
focused. And what was the other one? You said irrelevant.
School. It was just
what was
like,
the first one you said?
I don't know. It was just I wanted
didn't
to be.
Matter as
I
much.
Wanted. Yeah, it just didn't matter. I wanted to be somewhere. I knew where I was going, and I wanted to be there.
Gavin.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, there was multiple years in high school, and each one was, you know, different.
You so did grade 10 three times.
It's totally. I mean, it's leaps and bounds, though. I mean, those years are so they're big years of your life, you know.
See, that's where I disagree. Like, those years were nothing for me.
Well, 13 to 17 is a giant change, in my opinion. I mean, when I was 13, it went from like, you know, went from like G.I. Joe to, you know, medical school. And I was like, I'm going to go to medical school. Ultimately, I'll probably end up in medical school. You know, I was really religious and I thought, I want to make the blind see like Jesus did. I'm going to be an ophthalmologist and that's what I want to do. I've already played music, but I thought it would be a selfish lifestyle. I went to a concert and I was like, no, this is good. This heals people. This helps people. And I decided I'd play music. I was 15 when that happened.
That's so cool.
Weird, right? Silly, but...
It's so cool that you got into music because it heals people and helps people.
I already played music, but I didn't think as a career it would be the right thing to do because I felt like it was such a personal thing to me, and it seemed selfish.
Damn, that's and so gnarly, brother.
It's weird, right? So then, but I thought, well, this would be selfish. But then when I saw Billy Joel play, I went, wow. I looked at the people around me. I thought, wow, this is medicine. Music is medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not selfish. I should do this, you know? But that really can really change my focus from it being this hobby, this you know, something I did just for me to wow, this is something I should do because it not only makes me happy, but it'll be good for people too, other people too.
Yeah.
So for me, those years were very big because those are the years that changed me.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I literally remember having a meeting as a kid, as probably a 14-year-old with the principal, you know, and I remember I said to the principal, I said, listen, I'm wasting my time here in high school. I need to pursue medicine. This is the time in my life where I need to be focused. I need to move ahead. Why am I reading Shakespeare? I don't want to read Shakespeare. Ironically, I've become what? A writer. I've become a songwriter.
Yeah.
Right? So I didn't know. I thought I knew, but I didn't. You know, the big life moment hadn't happened for me yet to truly find my direction.
Gotcha.
And amazingly, just having that opportunity allowed me to really choose my direction. And then from that point on, you know, everything changed. Academics became less important. You know, I still did well in school, but by the time I got accepted into college, you know, I changed completely. Once that happened, I was like, forget it. I started wearing pajamas to school. You know what I mean? Bringing a pillow, putting out on the desk when the teacher started talking, going to sleep, laying on the table in the back. You know, I became different. Leaving school early because it was done. For me, I had my direction. I wanted to play music, and that
You're
was that.
You're already somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. It was my, yeah, exactly. The same way you talk about hockey.
Yeah.
The second you made that full decision that you really knew what it was you were chasing.
Yeah.
Everything else was just kind of in the way.
Yes.
You know, they were just.
That's why I said high school was irrelevant.
You were just slapping out of your way. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was a slalom course and you were just slapping down those poles, you know?
Yeah. It was the exact same for me. And that happened younger for me. But then my grade 12, my last year in school, second half of the second semester, like I didn't go to school hardly at all.
Yeah.
I had like 130 absences. Like I just, my teachers would be like, I'd be like, why am I coming to school? I'm not going to school next year. I'm trying to make pro hockey.
Totally.
Like, why do I need to be in this math class?
Oh, you want me to share another odd piece of information?
Yeah.
Apparently I had set the school record for tardiness. Yeah.
I don't believe it. I think you've definitely set the iHeart podcast record for tardiness as well. But you made it here today. And whenever you show up, you do show up, buddy. So. So, okay, we're gonna take a break. We're getting into more questions. Get to know Gavin, get to know Brooks. Coming back after this.
See ya.
Okay, we are back from break and we have producer Tori ready to ask us some fun questions. We're gonna have some fun questions and see if we can find a way to add some value here.
Are you ready?
By the way, let's
for
just
you,
preface.
Probably not.
Yeah, let's just preface this. Gavin and I have no idea what kind of questions are coming our way.
Can't wait.
She's got some cards. What do you have there, T? Can you set this up for us?
I have some table topics, and they're just like little cocktail. You know, this would actually be great for like a first date, getting to know someone. I think they're just called table topics, aren't they?
Okay.
I think we order them off
like
Amazon.
Like a speed dating sort of.
Yeah, get to know you.
Game.
Okay,
get
Gav,
to know
you
how
and I,
men think.
Gav,
all
you
right.
and I, it's a little speed date right here.
Done.
Okay.
Where would you wake up tomorrow if you could choose?
Where would I wake up tomorrow if I could choose? Rome. I'd wake up in Rome. I've never been to Rome. I watched Gladiator again the other day, and the Colosseum has always been calling me. I would wake up in Rome tomorrow.
Somewhere in Hawaii, probably. Hawaii is nice.
Which
my
island?
Last trip to
Which
Hawaii
island?
Was pretty amazing.
Which island did you go to?
I went to the Big Island. Was that the one I went to? I think so.
Kona, yeah. I have some friends that live there.
Where all the most of the volcanic activity
is. Kona, yeah.
I went on this unbelievable trek through a collapsed volcano.
Ooh,
it was crazy. And then we drove to the other side of the island, which is more local, and that was just awesome, man. Just the views and sort of like the terrain was so extreme from one side of the island to the other. It was like you were traveling through time.
Yeah,
because you'd see all the volcanic activity and then the results of volcanic activity and then sort of as the progression of growth as the island got healthier and healthier is just...
It's a super cool island. Yeah.
Crazy, crazy place, man.
Yeah.
That's where I'd wake up tomorrow.
Mm. T, what's next?
If you could be any age again for 1 week, what age would you be?
Ooh, that's a great question. If you could be any age again for 1 week, what age would you be?
Man, damn.
I would go back to like...
Tough.
I'd go back to like maybe like 21.
Maybe
because I feel like I missed out. Looking back at it now, I was so like wired into becoming a hockey player that I missed out on like I never went to college, so I never had college years. Mm. Even through high school basically didn't exist to me because I was just training and wanted to get out of there to go play hockey.
Mm.
So I never had like those social experiences of that most youth would enjoy. So I would go back. I'd be 21 years old. I'd spend a week at the age of 21, maybe in college or something, university, just to understand what it's like.
I don't know. I like that. I like 21. That was a good time.
This is just a couple years
I kinda back. Exactly like a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, I don't know if I really want to go back to a time. I really like where I'm at. I almost would rather change the technology back to what it was when I was 21, where like not everybody was running around taking pictures of everyone all the damn time and videoing everything you did and recording everything you said. I'd like to bring back that technology to right now and see, like, just kind of have people interact in a way that they didn't feel like it was being documented.
Okay, wow, profound, buddy. I like it though.
It's just where I'm at.
Okay. Tori,
you know what I mean?
I do. Would you rather have more energy or more time?
Let me think of this for a second. Would you rather have more energy or more time? I have a ton of energy. Time. What I'm working on in my life right now is creating more time. I feel like I fill time with stuff to do. And I'm like, really, is this what I want to do? Or do I just want to have fun in my life? And so for me, one of the things I'm working on in 2020 is making sure I have space and time in my life to do things that just make me happy, not things I think I'm supposed to do or what I should create or what I should do for a paycheck. Like, I just want to do things that make me happy at that moment. Not putting, like, say I wanted to fly to Hawaii today. Like, why not go? Let's go to Hawaii today.
Yeah.
You know, instead of putting that off, oh, that's something I would like to do. Yeah, that sounds fun. So I would say time.
Yeah.
Energy I got an abundance of. I'm trying to create more time.
I'm down with that. I'm with you completely, actually, on that whole thing. What he said. Yeah, time for sure.
Where do you guys feel like you have wasted, like, where do you feel like you waste a majority of your time that you want to cut back on?
Mine is, like, entrepreneurial activities, things that, like, coming out of hockey, right? So as an athlete, come out of hockey, you stop playing, you stop getting paid. So, you know, you're making millions of dollars a year all of a sudden to now you don't have a paycheck coming in. So
right. There's
also a purpose. So like, okay, I want to do something that serves and impacts people and inspires people. And so what does that look like? And then I just started doing some things. Like, I'm like, oh, I should create something. I want to create a business. I want to, I read some business books. I want to, like, explore the business mind in a way with time and resources that I couldn't when I was playing. Like, having the time that I have now has allowed me to explore other curiosities in my life that I could never do when I was playing. And so I think I went overboard on that and created businesses and stuff that all of a sudden required my time. And I'm like, for what? Like, why am I doing that? So it's entrepreneurial stuff that I want to sort of back off on. And when I do something, like when I come to this podcast to do this podcast, I want it to be for the right reasons, because I choose to be here, not I think I'm supposed to be here. Mm. Mm.
If talent and money were no factors, what jobs would you have or want to have?
Oh, what a great question.
Man, what jobs would I have?
You know what? Well, I mean, I could do this right now.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be able to sing. Like, I admire this man here, because, like, when you performed at the podcast awards, like, I admire that so much, of being able to go up and entertain people.
But
and
you're entertaining people.
Yeah, but to sing, like, I love music so much. I have music on at all times of the day.
Yeah.
I am listening to music. I find myself, I learn so much about myself. I feel comforted in music. Like, lyrics are powerful to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I could just, but I could go sing. I could go to, like, an open mic night and just get booed right off the stage. I play a little rock band. I sing in some rock band over at Derek's house.
I love that.
I just have such an admiration for singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I admire your talent, buddy.
Thank you, bro. And I love what you do, man. I love what you chose as a career. Personally, I think, you know, I've always fantasized since I was a little kid. I always wanted to be G.I. Joe.
I was just going to say special ops.
You know what I mean? That's what I wanted to do. So, you know, of course, we all have different desires growing up and things like that. But that was always like fantasy land for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I told my dad one day, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to join the military. You know, I want to go kick ass and this and that. And he was like, okay, let me tell you what your military career would be like, Gavin. You know what I mean?
I would like to see you in the military.
Exactly.
We didn't even know you were going to be here for this podcast.
He was like, you'd end up getting an order from some officer that you knew you were smarter than, and you let him know you were smarter than he was, and that would be the end of your military career. So that would be like, that would be what I would want to do. But I still, in my mind, I still fantasize about being involved in that element of the world, in that element of mission, of, you know, getting involved with. I remember years ago there was a charity that was, you know, focused on freeing the child soldiers and things like that in Africa, and there's a lot of that type of stuff that goes on around the world, you know, where people get abducted or they're taken from their families and they're sort of enlisted into militias, or they're taken advantage of. I still feel that's something that's doable even at this age of getting involved in things like that. But in my mind, I still want to be a door kicker. You know what I mean? I still want to show up at those places, and I still want to be involved physically in that world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that's how you satisfy that G.I. Joe element of your psyche that hasn't been satisfied yet.
I have another one too. I love that. I align with that completely. And I have another one. I'd love to work at NASA. Just the concept. When I think about this, if you think about space, that space extends for infinity, as far as we know, that there's no cap on space.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. How can you keep going forever and never hit a wall? Like, where does space go?
Yeah.
And, like, to work in that environment in NASA, exploring that concept of, like, that space is never ending just fascinates me. So I'd like to go work at NASA too. Some NASA engineer.
I couldn't do that at all. That would feel so. I feel like I wasn't washing my hands enough.
How does that correlate?
Just looks so clinical. So, you know,
what?
Just like I can imagine being in sort of that philosophical environment, but physical environment of being in that world, it would just almost be a little too clean.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
T, moving on.
Trying to figure that out.
Me too. Yeah, that's why I said moving on.
Everybody's like walking around in rubber gloves and.
Oh, that's what you saw in a movie sometimes.
That's what I'm seeing. You know what
There's
I mean? In my mind,
Gavin,
you know.
It's too clean. Yeah. I'm too rugged and mountain.
I'm too rugged to be at NASA. Okay.
No, it's not. I don't know. It just sounds a little. I could imagine the concept of the sitting around and you know. Thinking about the grandeur of it and the grandeur of the mission.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's fascinating to me. The environment of being there is probably such a slow moving train. I'd be like, oh, man, sleepy time.
Okay, who takes care of you the best?
Who takes care of me the best? Good question.
Me. Has to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take care of, you're in charge of your own life. I mean, that's a very simple. Also,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just me.
I think that there's certainly a good element of that. I rely on a lot of people, though, for... I rely on, I don't know if a lot of people, but some people for sure, for that kind of emotional boost when you need that emotional boost, you know, close friends and things like that. And, like, there's a buddy of mine I'm so aligned with. He's one of my dearest friends, and we don't talk every day. You know, we'll talk sometimes. We won't talk for a few months, but he'll reach out whenever I'm feeling whatever reason.
He just knows.
He just knows.
Yeah, energetically, I believe it. That
it's really weird, man.
No,
and
true.
He and me are like really connected on that level, and it's really weird. And I say, he'll say, "Hey, how's such and such?" And I go, "How did you even know?
That's
bugging me right now." You know, he goes like. I don't know, dude. Me and you, man, we're just connected, man. So I just thought I was going to call you and see what's going on with that.
Like,
man, that's so unbelievably strange.
It's a great friend to have, man.
Great, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really unbelievable. So my day-to-day, obviously, you know, I take care of me, but I have a network of people who I'm aligned with in different capacities, and I need every one of them. You know,
I want to say one other thing too, because this is my first time like having a big dog, like having dogs too.
Oh yeah,
they take so much. I never knew this before. Like, they take so much care of you in ways that you aren't even aware of, and how much support they give, and love they give, and just like that is such a unique partnership and bond between. You know, my dog. And
no doubt about it. It's just, man's best friend, for real.
It's just awesome.
You know what I mean?
I just wanted to acknowledge that kinship there.
Totally agree, man. It's a special thing.
Yeah.
It's a special thing. Every time you show up at the house, it's like, wow, where have you been?
Yeah.
I missed you so much.
You're the
this
greatest
is
human.
So great.
Oh, I love that you're home.
But he talks.
Yeah, totally. And you're like, just checked your mail outside. You know what I mean? Like, you're like... You, oh my God, you are so great.
But it is, and like that tail is just wagging, and like they're stomping their feet, and like that energy is just.
Yeah, isn't that the best?
It's so precious.
Yeah.
Like it's so precious.
Okay,
agree.
Ready for the next question?
I agree.
Yeah.
Master, good to see you. Oh my
Master.
God.
Master.
Yeah.
The poor girlfriends of Gavin's past.
You're the best.
He's like, you don't speak to me like Buddy. You're the best, Master. Okay. Have you ever had...
You gotta be more like Buddy when you talk to me.
Have you ever had an experience that led you to believe in angels or ghosts?
Yeah.
I love this question. I'm trying to think. Gavin,
I don't know if
ahead.
It was angels or ghosts. I've experienced miracles before.
Can we hear at least one?
It's a little weird.
That's okay. If you're willing to tell, please share.
I got surrounded once in a bathroom, and
wait, where were you? What bathroom? Let's
a teenager.
Okay.
And there are no windows in this bathroom, only artificial light. And I went in to hit the head, you know, and I walked in and there was a group of people in there. And they said it was jump time, you know, so I was about to get jumped. And the lights went out, so it's pitch black. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I have to fight a group of people.
And there were actually, like, reality in reality. There real, were
yeah,
people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so I grew up in a prison town, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. I thought to myself, well, I mean, this is going to be a bad minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so as I was waiting for the attack, I heard like this chick, and that sound was the sound of a lighter, right?
Yeah. Chick,
chick. Yeah. Yeah. And then, so then I saw the people around me, right? The group.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, okay, well, I obviously have to hit the guy with the lighter because that way no one will know who they're hitting. You know what I mean? So anyway, but even before that happened, the lighter bled all over him and it lit him on fire. It lit his hand on fire. And it was, and that essentially was that. He started screaming and flailing and they're freaking out and they put the light on and I pushed through the group and I walked out.
Hmm.
I got out of the room.
I've never heard of that, of a lighter leaking on you.
Yeah.
And so you felt that was some sort of divine intervention.
That was a miracle.
Yeah.
Sure.
I experienced a miracle. And I remember I had heard, I don't know if it was real or not, the story, but that year there were recalls or something on Bic lighters for having some kind of weird problem.
Hmm.
But this is, you know, 20 something years ago. Yeah. So that was like, I would call that a miracle. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, that was just, you know, sometimes it's just too many. That was too many.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean.
Crazy. That's wild.
Yeah. So when you see a man's hand light on fire in that one moment, I was like, I walked out. I was like, yeah, cool. Thanks, God.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
T's looking at me like, well, I have a story that I'm
trying. Sounds crazy, I know, no, but I mean.
I'm trying to think. I don't have anything right now, honestly, that I can.
You know.
Because the question was angels or ghosts.
No, or ghosts.
Yeah, angels or ghosts. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a ghost one. Mm.
Have you ever had a feeling where you felt somebody was like next to you? Or do you believe in people who can call into their side? Do you believe in spirituality in any way?
Yeah, I believe in all of that. I believe, okay. Yeah, spirits can exist around us. I believe you can tap into different spirits or you can transcend time a little bit and go into different, like I believe that. I've been doing a lot of energy work and stuff like that and starting to learn about that kind of thing. I fully believe it. I believe in out of body experiences. But do I have a specific story or anything like that that I would really love to share that I could? I'm blanking right now. Nothing. Mm. Yeah. But I do believe in all of it. I believe in angels undoubtedly. Mm. I also believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you knew you wouldn't get hurt, would you rather skydive or view sharks from an underwater cage? We're taking a...
Well, I did the underwater cage with sharks. I'm actually thinking about doing free diving with great whites where you don't have a cage.
I love that.
Would you do that with ham sewn to your shorts?
I don't think I would do it with a plate of ham on me.
Gavin will apparently, though. Take him with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm way into it. I want to get in there. Just
I've never
swim with a giant predator.
He believes in miracles? Let it happen.
I've never. Nah. But yeah, but here, who's the predator, Gav? Like, are we the predator? If you actually look at that relationship, who's the predator?
I don't know. Ask the sailors who get eaten by sharks when they're floating on a raft for 2 weeks.
And each year there are 100 million sharks killed in the world. Did you know that? For shark fin soup.
I hear you, and your story is touching. But the fact is, which one should you fear when you hop in the ocean? I don't want to hop in their world and go try to make a buddy out of something whose teeth grow back within the day.
I know, but there are people that
you
do
know
it.
What I'm saying.
I am seriously.
No thanks.
So I've done this great white shark diving. I did it in Guadalupe Island. I am seriously considering going to do a free dive with great white sharks. I think it's
okay.
I think
when you die, can I have your stuff?
Yeah, you can have my
a
percentage
live
of
yeah. Yeah. on the boat.
You know, yeah. If I die, that means you're in charge of this podcast, buddy.
No, yeah. Don't so go you, swimming. You know,
the whole podcast
stay out
team
of the
is
water.
Like, no.
It would be.
Could you imagine, Tori?
Tragic to not have Brooks here on this. Podcast.
Oh man,
yeah, Tori, could you imagine if that was your go-to right there? If Gav was your go-to?
Hey man, let's
hey,
do
Gavin,
this.
Hey Gavin, I know
thing.
We're supposed to be recording
Terrible
an
idea.
Hour ago. We just want to check in and see where you are. Hey,
can
Gavin,
we do it from the car?
Later, just trying to figure out where you are. Hey, could you just
totally.
Could you just let us know you're alive?
I've never
walks totally. In with Buddy. Oh,
have you ever been skydiving?
Exactly.
Gav, have you ever been skydiving?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either, but I want to go.
No.
So.
No.
I would do both.
Which one would you do?
Much more likely to skydive.
Okay.
Certainly. I feel like that's more up to me, I feel like, than hopping in the water. And I'm pretty handy in the water. I feel pretty...
yeah, you
pretty
build a lot of stuff.
I'm pretty confident in water. I'd say if I had to fight a terrifying human being, I'd say, well, let's get in the water. That's more of like a comfortable place for me to be. I used to swim a bit, and I was okay. lifeguard and stuff like that. And, but I don't want to be in there with sharks. No, thank you. Not going to happen. Okay. A predator? No, thank you.
But that's just because you look at them like that.
That's because it's what they are.
So are you?
No, I'm not. I'm, look how I treat this animal.
Yeah, that's a
him
dog.
Swimming around.
But you also
him
eat-
swimming around on the surface would be treated differently by a shark than... Than him walking up to me on my yard, you know what I mean? That the you know this is my yard out here. That the ocean is the shark's yard, and I can see saying, "Go ahead, buddy. Why don't you go swim out there and you try to you know tap into the psyche of millions of years of predatory evolution."
I love where this question has gone.
Next one.
It's crazy.
Which of your personality traits would you like to change?
My feelings toward great white sharks.
I'll pick one for you. Being on time.
What's unpunctual? Is it what's the unpunctuality?
How late was I today?
You weren't. You were actually right on the nose.
Yeah, you're actually right on the nose. It's just we didn't know at all. There was no comunicado if you were even coming. But you made it.
Okay, that's but real right. talk. Men.
Unpredictability
men.
Is what? How you win.
Okay, this men. Isn't the art of war.
What personality trait would you want to change?
I'm really thinking here. One thing I'm trying to do is, I had a friend of mine, Steve Weatherford, Super Bowl winning kicker, played for the Giants, gave me great advice that I still take with me. It was 2 years ago and gave me great advice. And he said, Brooks, I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to pray that you give up control. Mm. That your boat is in a river. Think of like you're a boat in a river, but you're anchored down in the river and the current is just running by you. And I pray that you'll lift your anchor and just let your boat go with the current.
Interesting.
And it's just still stuck with me. 2 years later, it's still stuck with me. And releasing like certainty.
Mm-hmm.
Releasing the need to control circumstance, environment.
That's why you want to get in the water with the shark because you're trying to get over that.
Maybe. It's yeah, just yeah. like it's something I'm really trying to work on, right. And I've made immense strides in it. But still, it's something that quote just resonated so truly. I think what it is leaving space in my life for like the unknown mm-hmm. to come in and come through me, mm-hmm. versus me having to create things all the time.
I think the thing that I would actually change would be finding that line between figuring out my happiness level with things, not my happiness emotionally, but like where I'm at as far as like feeling good about where I am career-wise, work-wise, life-wise. But also creating a sense of urgency. I lack urgency because to me, life is good.
Yeah.
And so finding that line between getting the mission accomplished, still being happy and feeling like I can do things at my own rate, at my own pace, mm-hmm. but at the same time having enough urgency. Still I need to
moving,
tap into my urgency.
Towards something. Yeah.
Yes, just because I almost never feel like, oh, I have to get this done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just because I feel good about things. Like I feel like, well, why do I have to get it done right now? What for? You know? Am I happy right now? Yeah, I'm happy right now. But how do you mix that with also getting things done when you should be getting them done?
You know how?
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So here's something.
I don't like to stress out. I fundamentally pretty much never stress out. You understand? When people freak out, I'm like, relax. It's good. It is okay. You know what I mean? This is fine. It's a bump in the road. But okay. that interferes with having a sense of urgency too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's bugging out. I'm like, relax. We're cool. We're 100 miles from nowhere, but we know at least it's 100 miles, and we know
it's nowhere.
We know something. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to be like, just calm down. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Relax. I get it. Yeah.
But I also think there's a give and take with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's negatives to that too. Clearly.
The final question.
Yes.
You're trying to get to that next question, right? He was about to say something very meaningful,
no,
by the way.
No, I was going
to
let it go.
He kept giving me the nod to go to the next.
Yeah.
No.
Do you
want
to know what
I want to say?
Do you want to... Sometimes... So
I knew you wanted to say something.
Here's something that I think about sometimes, too. If I don't follow through on something, who suffers if I don't follow through on something?
Right.
Who am I affecting negatively? Right. Who is not benefiting? Who
is it just suffering? Me, though? Like, what if it's just you? And you're like, I could live with that.
Yeah, that's fine then. But sometimes when it's like a project or a thing or something, I'm like, oh, I know that people could use that.
Sure.
And it could help people.
100%.
And if I just don't feel like doing, I'm like, wow, that I'm actually going to cost a lot of people suffering if I don't do this for them.
Right.
You know?
Right, right, right.
So anyway, something to think about, maybe to help that urgency, because I feel the same sometimes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
T, final question.
Would you prefer money for a housekeeper, a cook, a gardener, or a personal assistant?
Oh, what a question.
Personal assistant. Know why? Because then you could be like, hey, do all those things.
That's actually...
Where's HR?
I got this.
There's actually... That's how top CEOs make decisions. That's a decision-making process. If you have four problems, you select the one problem to fix that's going to fix the other three problems. So if you got a personal assistant... I guess the question is the money, though. You know, if you could only afford one.
Yeah, you can only have one.
I think they call it an intern.
Is that just so you can get them credit so they can work for free?
That's what it is.
Damn.
The intern world is a little slippery, right?
A housekeeper, a chef.
A gardener.
It's a weird
gardener.
Thing.
And a personal assistant.
And a personal assistant.
A housekeeper, a chef, a gardener. You got to take personal assistant off there because you can actually be like, can you cook and then go trim the hedges?
No,
your
you
personal
can't.
Assistant's not going from the office to your household to cook you a dinner.
Depends what that personal assistant's for.
I would say housekeeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the main reason for that? What's the one thing you hate to do most, housekeeping wise?
Well, just because then I can have that time. I like a clean home environment. I just really do. I like a serenity at home. And then if that's in place, I can take my time and focus it on things that I need to do elsewhere.
I like to make a beanbag out of a laundry pile.
Okay. That's your
Gavin,
and that's
what's
your living
the one you
room
would
chair.
Want?
Yeah.
Gavin, what's the one you would want?
A gardener, a housekeeper, a chef. Hard one. This is a hard one. I would say maybe.
It is a great question, actually.
I don't know. Probably a housekeeper. I hate making the bed. Something about making the bed. I'm like,
and just doing your laundry and like cleaning floors or like all that kind of stuff. Like, you want to have a nice home.
Nice home creates order in your life.
Yeah, I think
it's a foundational thing. I agree with you. I think it really is.
So a housekeeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. That's it for these questions. I like this game.
This is a good game.
Yeah. And T, I appreciate you. Tori, our producer, Tori.
Here to help.
You were okay, I guess, Tori.
I'm so glad I'm not his personal assistant.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I would need HR on my side.
Oh, could you imagine if you were Gavin's personal assistant? Just the time that we spend together at the podcast, I feel like you have to go meditate after.
I'm meditating right now.
I need a miracle.
That's what I'm doing.
I love this. I love this contrast right here. That's it for those questions. So I appreciate that, Tori. Gav, I always appreciate you, man. I always appreciate your insight.
Appreciate you,
every time
bro.
We talk, I learn something more about you and learn like your journey. And
you're like, I learn more about you. And perhaps there's not enough room between our homes.
Hey, how many times have I tried to get you to move to L.A.? I always try and get you to move to L.A.
That's true. That's true. We need to have a play date with the dogs, bro.
We need to have a play date with the dogs. And that's why I said bring Buddy to the house. Bring Buddy to the house. Him and Coda will rip around. Couple two-year-olds just tearing up this life.
Yeah, bro.
I love it. That's it for this episode of Hellman. Thank you, guys. Always appreciate you guys listening. I don't know if we say it enough, but always appreciate you guys listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, I hope you got some value and entertainment from this, but hope you're having a fantastic day. That's it for now. Till next week, take care of one another, love one another, and we'll see you back here for another episode of How Men Think.
See ya.